What lessons can an ancient civilization hold for a modern city? Well, it turns out plenty. Michael Smith is helping translate them. He's an archaeology professor at ASU and director of the school's Teotihuacan Research Lab in southern Mexico, which studies the Mesoamerican city. And Michael, are you still finding new things about this ancient civilization now?
Well, Teotihuacan was a huge city. It covered 20 square kilometers, and only a very small part of it has been excavated. But the whole thing has been mapped. But yeah, new things are being discovered all the time. There's a lot of work to do.
Like what kinds of things are you finding?
Well, there's an ASU project right now that I'm not directly involved in, and they're excavating what is probably a palace compound. And since they've just begun, I can't tell you their results, but it's going to give us ideas of what was going on sort of in downtown Teotihuacan and the civic structures. My kind of archaeology is more looking at the houses where people lived, trying to figure out daily life, what were social patterns like. And one thing that we've found through my work and the work of others is that the average people of Teotihuacan had a very high quality of life. They lived in these luxurious houses. And it's a little bit surprising. The kinds of houses they lived in were quite large, spacious rooms open to the air with drains in the courtyards. The walls were covered with plaster and painted with murals and gods and animals and so on. In most other ancient societies, that would be described a noble's residence, an elite residence. But at Teotihuacan, that was the standard way that people lived.
When you spend as much time as you do studying ancient civilizations, and specifically this one, do you start to see any parallels between society then and society now?
Yeah, there are similarities and there are differences. One of the things that strikes me, and it's not just about Teotihuacan, but about most ancient cities, is that urban universal around the world and through time is the importance of neighborhoods. Any city today, any city in the past, there are always neighborhoods. And it's partly because people move into a city, there's lots of people, it's big, and people want to live their life on a smaller scale. And so it's a real universal.
Do you find that there are lessons that we can and maybe should be thinking about in society today that we could figure out from studying civilizations like Teotihuacan?
Well, I think one of the lessons has to do with neighborhoods. It's the importance of neighborhoods suggests that that is something that we really need to pay attention to today. I don't think we're going to get specific advice. You know, Mayor Stanton's not going to call us and say, hey, how'd they do neighborhoods at Teotihuacan? I want to fix Phoenix neighborhoods. But on the other hand, the fact that neighborhoods were a really important part of cities in the past and the present shows that this is something fundamental and that really it's a way to sort of improve life in cities is to focus on the neighborhood level.
How do you try to make your research on these very old ancient civilizations relevant to people now, be they students at ASU or just sort of the general public?
Well, there's two ways. One is to look at the historical continuity. Teotihuacan, these people were the ancestors of the Aztecs, and the Aztecs were the ancestors of the Mexican people. And a lot of the Mexican-American people in Arizona are descended from these ancient people of Teotihuacan. So there's a historical continuity which generates interest. But beyond that, I think looking at some of these patterns, what's similar and what's different about ancient life? And how is Teotihuacan similar to, say, Phoenix today, and how is it different? By focusing on those things, I think people get an idea of what life was like. People know what cities are. They know what neighborhoods are. And by studying those aspects of ancient cities, we can tie in with people's experience today.
Other than the area of neighborhoods, do you find other similarities between Teotihuacan and modern Phoenix?
Well, there's a number of similarities that perhaps are more superficial. I mean, Teotihuacan was one of the few ancient cities in Mexico laid out according to a grid. You know, it was 16 degrees east of north, but basically all the buildings followed the same orientation, and Phoenix does. Now, maybe that's just happenstance. I wouldn't want to read too much into that. But the fact that the city was large, it had rich and poor, it had different occupations, economic activity was key. And just on a very broad scale, the way the city operated was sort of similar to the way cities operate today.
Michael Smith is the director of the ASU Teotihuacan Research Lab in southern Mexico. Michael, thanks.
Well, thank you.